the responsibility would fall back to the entity in California, being that this was a state warrant. If it was a federal warrant, the U.S. Marshals would transport that person wherever they were extradited to. But being that it's a state warrant, he's currently being held on what's called a fugitive from justice charge, and he can either contest that in Hughes County Court or not contest it. If he doesn't contest it, I'm assuming he'll be extradited back to Concord, California in fairly short order.